One, two, three.
The Kentucky Wildcats
are doing some really special things.
They won't catch it.
To continue to grow.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
And I cannot thank the Big Blue Nation enough.
Seal the deal for Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network. Is the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. Talk with Coach Stoops by calling the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287. Or statewide at 1-800-606-GAME. That's 1-800-606-4263. Or tweet your question to at UK Sports Network. The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show begins now. Inside the coach, here's the voice of the Cats, Tom Leach.
We're here to talk Kentucky football with you for the next hour as the Wildcats try to bounce back from a disappointing loss Saturday to Vanderbilt as they take on the number one team in the country, Georgia, this Saturday afternoon at Kroger Field. It'll be televised on CBS. Kickoff time set for 3:30 Eastern, meaning we'll start our coverage at 1:30 Eastern on these UK Sports Network stations. When we come back, we will chat with Coach Stoops, and a little later in the show, we'll get to some of your questions. You can tweet us at UK Sports Network. You can post on the Kentucky Football Facebook page, or you can call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. It's the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Let's go.
You're listening to the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Start the game. You start this half hot. And you fight to the end.
Makes the catch, Donnie Graham, touchdown!
Let's go!
The Mark Stoops Show is brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, Central Bank, Kroger, UK Healthcare, and by Coca-Cola. Healthcare Mark Stoops Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by these sponsors, Toyota, and by Skyline Chili.
The 10 years in Lexington is something that I am proud of.
All season long, catch the Wildcats in Lexington on your home for Kentucky football. The UK Sports Network.
This new Toyota Tundra is amazing. It's rugged and capable.
Designed, engineered, and built right here in the USA.
And Tundra is more powerful and more fuel efficient.
The iForce Max hybrid powertrain delivers 437 horsepower.
And with the multi-terrain select, no matter what the conditions are, it automatically adjusts the engine throttle and traction.
Well, the crawl control modulates the throttle and brakes.
When we say you can go anywhere and do anything,
Tundra really means it.
Yeah.
Toyota. Let's go places.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Stop whatever you're doing and get to P-Rats off Richmond Road for our warehouse sale. We're clearing out our warehouse so you can save up to 70% on clearance, open box, and light new furniture, mattresses, and appliances, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, refrigerators, washers, dryers, and more from the top brand, all discounted to sell. Get up to 12 months same as cash or finance with no credit check option. Hurry for the best selection and take advantage of these amazing deals now at P-Rats warehouse sale in Mount Tabor off Richmond Road.
It started as a dream, and here they are, moving day. Wait, isn't moving supposed to be stressful? Oh, that's right. They bought their home from Weikert. Their Weikert agent guided them from start to finish to make sure they found their perfect place. And here they are, home. Dream. Move. Home. Weikert. Call your local Weikert office to make your move. Each Weikert franchised office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back into the show. I want to remind you about the Kroger Fan Rewards Program. Kroger hosts a VIP tailgate event, which begins 2 hours prior to kickoff for each home game in the lawn next to BCTC. So this week, that would mean 1:30. Kroger customers can accumulate fan reward points by purchasing participating items at their local Kroger stores. Then go to Kroger.com/fanrewards and redeem them. These points can be used for free admission to the Kroger tailgate experience, including food and beverage. Customers will be sent an email confirmation that can be shown at the entrance to gain admission to the tailgate. Kentucky and Georgia Saturday, and the time now has been set for the regular season finale on November 26th against Louisville. Kentucky and U of L will kick off at 3 p.m. Eastern time on the SEC Network. That announcement coming today from the SEC office. Coverage will start at 1 Eastern here on the UK Radio Network for the regular season finale a week from Saturday. But this week, it is the Georgia Bulldogs, the number one team in the country, which clinched the Eastern Division title on Saturday with their win at Mississippi State. Congrats to UK men's soccer for winning the Conference USA tournament, or for winning the Sun Belt Conference Tournament Championship on Sunday afternoon. And now Kentucky is the only men's soccer team in the country without a loss and the number one overall seed for the NCAA Championship Tournament that will start later this week. Kentucky will get a first-round bye and will play on Sunday against the winner of South Florida and Hofstra. So good luck to Coach Johan Sedergren and his guys on Sunday afternoon over at the Bell Soccer Complex. Coach Mark Stoops moves in alongside to join us. So rough day, obviously, on Saturday.
What you think?
What did you talk to your guys about? You said we're going to think about that when we talked after the game Saturday.
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot to discuss and a lot to get corrected, and obviously some people, you know, not feeling great around the building. You know, for myself and the coaches, it's really obviously extremely difficult, you know, after the game. And especially play a noon game, you got all night to think about it, and you don't sleep a wink. But you know, Sunday for myself, it's like, boom, right back at it. So much to do, so much work to do, so much to look at, things to get corrected, motivation, everything. You know, you name it. You know, you go right back to attacking it, and that kind of really motivates you as a coach. And you have no time to sulk after Saturday night. So Sunday, Monday, extremely busy. Whirlwind, and you know, a lot to discuss and a lot to talk about, and you know, some things are just better left in private as far as with the team, you know. And this is a good group, and there's you know, a lot of great people in that organization, a lot of people that are playing extremely hard, and we all know it's really, you know, pretty quite obvious with mistakes and things we could do better and coaching, starting with myself. And that's what I told, you know, part of what I told the team is my motivation and getting to them and connecting with them, you know. And there's so many things we know we can improve on. But you also, you know, for them, they need to understand that we're also two penalties away from being 8-2, you know, and that's doesn't really make us feel a whole heck of a lot better, but it's part of the deal. And it's just like with Ox, and told Ox right in front of the team, I mean, that was a brief hands to the face. It was a penalty. I'm not crying about the penalty.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunate in that it was a quick, like it slipped up, it hit his chin, and unfortunately the helmet came off. If the helmet don't come off, it's no penalty. You win the game. And, you know, that stinks, but it's not an excuse, and it is what it is. Same with Ole Miss. I mean, we're a fraction from being set. We throw a touchdown pass, you know, you're sitting there 8-2. But, and we still know, even with that, there's still so many things we know we could get better at. That's not, you're not dodging that. It's not your reality. The reality is, you know, we just had a very tough loss, and that's not an easy one to swallow. As I mentioned, you know, last Monday, I knew where Coach Lee, I know where he's at. You know, I've been there. And so I know the hard work that he's done just to put his team in a position like it is right now. And I could tell, and I talked about it, you and I talked about it last Monday, talked about in my press conference, that team, how hard they were playing in the schedule. They had a brutal schedule. So they were more than capable. And we just didn't play up to our capabilities, and that's on me. And you know, so we'll continue to grind. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You just kind of go back and get back to work. And, you know, you got to try to get the mindset and the morale of the team up. But I could promise you the coaches and, you know, so many people have been through it, they're back at it.
Does the enormity of the challenge Saturday help to do that a little bit?
It most definitely does. I mean, it's not like you have to get motivated to play the number one team in the country. You know, you better or you'll be, you know, ran out of the stadium. So, you know, our guys will – they've always embraced that challenge. They always do. You know, so, you know, I don't think motivation will be the issue.
You said at your news conference today you and Will had a long talk. Do you do you do one-on-ones with some of your other leaders at this time?
Yeah, I definitely do. And some of our other leaders had really good comments today to the team. And, you know, it's authentic. It's genuine. You know, and so, you know, there's a bunch of really good guys in there. And you know, we have some really deep experience, and then we have some really young, you know, and it's tough, you know, in that regard.
All right, we're going to get to a break. We'll come back, continue our chat with Coach Stoops. If you have questions, tweet them to at UK Sports Network. Go to the Kentucky Football Facebook page, post questions there, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. This is the UK Sports Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim... Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for two, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of hot and ready pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
If you're a part of Big Blue Nation, then you need to listen to BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. immediately following the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
It's a one-hour insider's look at UK athletics, hosted by Darren Hedrick, and a rotating cast of coaches, players, and your favorite UK Sports Network personalities.
Victory, Kentucky!
Get inside the program with BBN Radio, Monday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. on the UK Sports Network.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
Welcome back into the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show as the Wildcats get set to take on the Georgia Bulldogs on Saturday. There was a sad story that came out of the Kentucky high school football coaching ranks. The longtime coach at Somerset, Robbie Lucas, has passed, and this is a guy I'm sure you got to know well through recruiting one of his players, Kaya Sharon.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, and not only did Kaya play for him, but very, very close with Kaya and his family. And you know, I believe Coach was actually Kaya's godfather. Oh. So, I mean, very close to the family. And great man, highly respected, and really good program. So prayers are with them, and yeah, that's for sure.
There's been a lot of success for your program in these recent years. Now it's in a time of adversity. So how do you help your guys get through this?
Oh, I mean, you know, that's when you have to do your best coaching. I mean, that's when you have to pull people up and get them going and get them motivated and you know, go to work. I mean, as I tell our team, I mean, do you think anybody, you know, outside of the, you know, the people in our building and obviously our fans and all that, but I mean, people around the country, I mean, they're not interested in worrying about any problems that are going on here, you know, and it's difficult. I mean, heck, look around the NFL and look at the records and look around the SEC. And, you know, again, I you know, to our team and our players, as they feel so defeated and, you know, not very happy with our performance as we shouldn't be. None of us should feel good about what we did Saturday. But you can't look at the whole body of work. I mean, there's 9 teams in our league, again, with our record or worse. You know, and I think there's 3 teams, there's 5 that are better. There's 3 teams that are tied with us, and 2 of them we beat. You know, and so what do you think everybody? I mean, just 9 teams in the SEC, all those teams just feel sorry for themselves and not going to go to work and go compete? I mean, it's hard. It is what it is. I mean, yeah, we're all disappointed, but there's nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We got to go do it ourselves, and we got to, you know, again, compete, look at the areas where we're falling short. Why? I got to motivate them better. Our coaches got to look at everything we're doing, analyzing that, stop beating ourselves in certain areas, be more precise, you know, make those plays. We've done it through the years. You know, we've won a lot of close games and a play here, a play there. We've won this year. We're on the short end, and we got to figure out why.
You know how good, how talented Will is, how talented those receivers and tight ends are. And yet in 2 of the last 3 games, I think Will had 98 passing yards, 109 the other day. What do you see in the offensive struggles when you watch the tape?
Yeah, just fractions off. I mean, just off, you know, you know, just several things, you know, and I talked about it at my press conference today, and, you know, and you know, again, sometimes you use the word they're just, you know, if they're a bit off, people are going to overreact to that. Well, it takes years, you know, and Will is unbelievable experienced and talented and very good player, and now he's throwing some really young guys, you know what I mean, and that just fractions off, whether it be protection, and then, you know, Saturday we had some good protections, and then, you know, receivers, you know, one time we had a wrong route. We had one time we're slightly not coming out of the break like the quarterback anticipated. Just subtle things that are, you know, stopping ourselves.
And then also today there was an announcement about in the NIL world, collective, Kentucky15.com. This, I'm assuming, is moving in the direction of what you need to be competitive in this league?
We absolutely need any and all support. Again, that wasn't, you know, Mark Stoops' role to change it to have it this way, but we certainly embrace it and for our players and need the help, and definitely things are moving in the right direction. We greatly appreciate it. I know it's not the time after coming off a defeat like that to ask people for money, you know, but, you know, if we want to continue to compete in this league, you know, we have to do it, and we greatly appreciate it, and I'm glad this collective is off the ground and supported by our administration and by our fan base, and we thank them, and definitely, you know, will be something that we need.
Let's get to a question. We'll start off the Twitter network with Larry. Does Will need to work on his decision-making? Look like he threw into a double team when he could have dropped it off to Rodriguez. Seems like he might hold on to the ball too long.
Yeah, there was one, probably the play that they're alluding to is probably correct. I mean, Will would agree with you, and we could look at the film, and probably correct. He did. He threw one down the field, probably forced it and wanted a big play, and we did have the check down. You know, we did have the check down. Probably would have been put us in a maybe 3rd-and-1 situation, maybe got the first down, and instead we got in 3rd-and-long, and I think we ended up punting.
So, Larry, thank you for the question. You can tweet us at UK Sports Network. You can go to the Kentucky Football Facebook page and post a question, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 1-800-606-4263 inside Lexington. It's a direct call at 859-280-2287, 280-CATS. We'll take a break and be right back on the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Have you ever been driving down the road and out of nowhere? Bam! That Skyline craving hits you. Doesn't matter where you're going or what you're doing. You've got to pull into the nearest Skyline and get some of those amazing cheese conies immediately. That freshly steamed bun and all that fluffy cheese just melts in your mouth. Mmm, man, that's good. Let me guess, you're getting the craving right now. Sorry, not sorry. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Here are five big reasons to buy a Toyota Camry. It's built in the USA. Camry's got style and innovation. It's America's best-selling car. Camry all-wheel drive is one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas. And the number one reason, the great fuel savings. At an EPA-estimated 52 mpg, Camry Hybrid could save you thousands in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
To become a championship team, it takes dedication and teamwork. The team at Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI is dedicated to working together to be a champion for patient care. By providing the best imaging technology, competitive pricing, evening and Saturday hours, and convenient parking, the LDC team delivers quality patient care. Learn more by visiting lexingtondiagnostic.com or call 859-278-7226. LDC provides quality, compassionate medical imaging services at a fair price.
There's a new community of diehard Kentucky fans just like you who can't get enough coverage of the Cats. So go to bluechipsnft.io to connect with members of the BBN and unlock exclusive digital collectibles, content, and experiences that you can't get anywhere else, including the all-new Blue Chips Membership Pass. Go to bluechipsnft.io. We'll go to the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. Start with a question from Jeff, listening in Tennessee. Hello, Jeff. What do you have for us?
How you doing, Mr. Leach and Coach?
Hey, Jeff, doing well.
I know, yeah. I was a tough day Saturday. I just want to tell you guys, though. Tony, I just want to say a shout-out to Tony and Neil. Hope your family's doing well. Have a good holiday. I was a guy, Coach, that was banned for the season when you guys beat Florida. I got unbanned up here. God be a king. I couldn't talk a show till you guys beat Florida. I got unbanned after that. And I'm banned again. Of course, we don't know why, but I cover high school athletics, and I just want to tell you to keep up the good fight, Coach. And he thinks we'll never win the SEC in football.
Thanks,
but y'all hang in there, guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jeff. He's on the front lines there fighting battles in the state of Tennessee as a Kentucky fan.
Yeah, that's a tough one this year. They're having a really good year. Credit them.
Question off the Facebook page from Tim. Was there any kind of a players-only meeting today or yesterday?
We had a good meeting, but everybody was in there. So. But, yeah, some players talked, and we had a good meeting and cleared some air. And, our leaders spoke out, and our team will respond.
From Tyler on the Facebook page, any update on Jaquez Jones's recovery?
Yeah, Jaquez is doing everything he can to get back out there. I mean, he really is. I mean, he's working his rehab. He's trying to come back. I mean, he had an injury where, he had a surgical procedure, and that's not easy. So he's trying like heck to get back.
You said today.
Same
also,
with DeAndre.
Said today he was day to day.
Yeah, same with DeAndre. He's day to day. Jaquez is probably doubtful for this week, but he's trying. He let his teammates know that he's trying like heck and rehabbing like heck just to get back and compete one more time with him if it is just one more. He's trying to get back on the field.
We talked about the offense earlier when you watched the tape. Defensively, you guys have had some very impressive numbers this season. Saturday was obviously not up to the standard they had been setting. What did you see that was the issue for what Vandy was able to do to the defense?
Explosives. We gave up some explosives. We gave up one explosive run to a running back and one to the quarterback, and then the quarterback hurt us. It had us off balance on third down. When we pressured, they beat us on some man beaters. When we played zone, He pulled it down and ran it a couple times that really hurt us, that broke our back. So they had us off balance on third down, and really the one explosive run, push, crack, I mean, basic fits, and we had one guy miss, we had a corner miss the tackle, and they ran it down to the one, and then the quarterback, they had some, that puts some stress on us, like you and I talked about last week with a quarterback run game and the different options and how creative you can get with that. Caught us in a call with another pressure and hit us backside, it wasn't a great call for that particular run, and our middle third safety overran it, as earlier in the game he made a great play for like a 1 yard loss when something spilled out the front side, so got him running, and it came back and bit us in the next possession, got it corrected and settled it down on that play. But just a few plays here and there.
What happened on the 4th and 11 there, the big completion that they had?
Just no excuse for that. I mean, our corner gets hurt on the play before, and we have a sub in that didn't played much in 4th and 11 and got behind us, and there's really no excuse for it. There's, I can't defend it.
Carrington came back, though. He came back after that.
Yeah,
let's go to the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. Jordan in London, you're up.
Hey, Jordan. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jordan. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Tom, well, I am good, but I'm still a little disheartened from the weekend, to be honest with you, as a tough one as a fan, to really, really swallow. But
I get it.
One thing I wanted to mention was, and Tom kind of hit on it there with Valentine. Question, if a player gets injured, trainers come out on the field, the player has to set out a play.
Yes.
Is it not a rule to where if you take a timeout, the player can go back in?
Yes, you can. That's correct. You can.
Okay. So, and this is a question I got. I know you got a lot of stuff going through your head during that time, but is there no one saying, hey, let's take a timeout, let's get him back on the field?
Yeah, that's a good point and a good question. At that point in time, quite honestly, I was in the middle, knee-deep in discussion on the headset and with the players on the play call and coaching them up, and quite honestly, I thought he was out. You know what I mean? Like hurt. I thought he was done, and seriously into discussing on what to call. You know what I mean? And what, adjustments and what they had been hurting us with on the third and longs and certain things. And again, it just kind of had us off balance all night when you got a quarterback that could pull it down and just scramble when nothing's there. And so we were trying to cover all our bases and doing that. But, I mean, it's a good question, Jordan, and to answer your question, we certainly could have called a timeout if I felt like it'd come back and be effective, and in hindsight, I wish I'd at least walked over and seen exactly what was going on, but again, we were knee-deep in trying to get a stop.
Jordan, thank you. From Jason on the Twitter feed at UK Sports Network, what do you say to your team to help them prepare for this Georgia team this weekend?
Well, I mean, you tell me, Tom. I mean, I know that's what they pay me for. I'm joking. No, there's a lot. There's a lot. I mean, obviously you have to, heal and get the team rejuvenated. And you've heard me say this every Monday sitting right here. Whether it's a win or a loss, you hit the reset button on Monday and need to prepare for the next opponent. Of course, we all know, just like Jordan, our last caller, and fans and coaches and players, and for me, knee-deep in getting things fixed on Sunday, so I'm way in the work Sunday morning and Monday, but I don't see the team until Monday afternoon. Then you got to go back, and that is hard. It's challenging because you got a bunch of young men in there that have worked extremely hard that are not hitting some of the goals that they want, and you have to bring them back. And they know that, and we're in it together. I have to do a great job, but they also need to know and have the accountability to be up every week. And I know that's frustrating to the fans. It should be. because it's really easy to sit here and say, listen, you get 12 guaranteed opportunities. Why can't you be up and ready for every one of them? But as I mentioned, what they go through in the physical and mental strain, that's why there's 9 teams in the league with our record or worse. You know, it's tough, believe me.
There are, I'm sure, big picture things you think about as any season winds down, and things you want to, improve or fix or et cetera. But you now are week to week in a mode of preparing for a game. Do you carve out into your own mind a little bit of time each week to think big picture?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I have to. You know, and Ben, for the last several weeks, you have to monitor and think about roster management. You got to think about your staff. You got to think about big picture. Yeah, you do, because things move quick.
As you said today, it's like free agents, ultimate free agency. The way the rules are now.
It's ultimate free agency. I just posed a question today, and I ask you, if you were in an NFL team and you had every single one of your guys were free agents, how do you think that would be?
Yeah, those guys, they have guys under contracts.
Yeah, they have contracts. So right now, with the leniency that we gave to the student athletes, and I'm all for it, that's fine, but there's different challenges, and you have to stay ahead of it, and you better stay with it, because I have 85 free agents, and you have to make sure you continue to monitor that. And again, you got to look at big picture ideas with the staff, what you want, and where you're falling short. You're constantly assessing that, and why are we falling short, and constantly trying to adapt and grow and learn and make the right moves.
We're going to take a break. We're halfway home on this edition of the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. This is the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now. Where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next 4-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Our eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Saturday's Kentucky-Georgia game is presented by Coca-Cola. Together, taste better. Cats and dogs at 3:30 Eastern time on CBS. We will start our coverage at 1:30 Eastern on these UK Sports Network stations with the Don Frank Linato Countdown to Kickoff show with Christy Thomas, Dusty Bonner, and Jeremy Jarman. Tune that in at 1:30 Eastern time this Saturday ahead of Kentucky and Georgia. Off the Facebook page from William, what encouragement did you provide your team after the Vandy loss? And I would just extend that to say sometimes you could be hard on them. You could try to love them up a little bit. How do you approach that?
No, there's no textbook on that, Tom. There's, you know, always your gut instinct and what you think you need, what your messages have been to the team. It all goes into that. And, today was a lot of basically heart-to-heart, you know what I mean? And that's, they know I'm authentic and I'm going to tell them the truth and talk to them from my heart and what I thought. And I'll keep it, you know, that message between myself and the team. As I mentioned, there were other players that you know, had the ability to get up and talk, and they did, and were very good. And, from their heart and very meaningful. That's part of, you know, that brotherhood. And you know, again, as I talk to our team about, and why do we enjoy victory so much? I mean, because they're so darn hard to come by, you know, and you put a lot of work in. And, and that's, you know, what I have to protect. And, you know, some of that, you know, what I talked about to that team, the team today, one of the messages is we worked hard. You know, I've been where Vandy has been, you know, and below that. And we worked our way out of that, and that's by having a winning culture and a group of men that care for each other and play for each other and play for something more than just themselves, and are very unselfish and mature. It's different right now, and we all have to adjust and make sure you're doing the best you can. But I still love this team, and we're coming up short in certain areas, but believe me, they're playing hard. They're preparing hard. That we had a really good week of practice. Little things. You know, that's why we have to be so buttoned up all the time, and our team needs to be buttoned up all the time. And you know, walkthroughs, and you know, Thursday walkthroughs, Friday run-throughs. You know, pregame, all of it. You got to be so dialed in all the time. And you don't know, you know, what little, nuance or what part of a play or what one play is going to change the outcome of the game. And they have to be on top of it. We got to be dialed in 100% all the time. And right now I'm not getting that done with this team. And that's what we have to continue to address.
Is looking to follow up on that, over your coaching experience, have you had in a situation like that before, and how did you –
Well, of course. I mean, you've seen us, you know, grow and, you know, come through that. You know what I mean?
And I'm saying not just here, but just other spots,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, just everywhere. I mean, of course. And I think it's just, you know, continuing to push to be player-led, you know, and we work hard to cultivate, you know, leadership and the players, you know, taking accountability and monitoring that from within. Obviously the coach has got to continue to always look at what we're doing and are we putting our players in a position to be successful. I mean, that's always our job, and we got to work hard to make sure we're doing that. And if we're doing stuff that's not working, how do we overcome it? Is it, you know, why are we falling short? Is it injury? Is it scheme? Is it coaching? Is it, you know, players can't do it? You know, are they not learning it? Whatever. I mean, we adjust and work on that stuff. I mean, we never stop. I mean, you know, again, you know, when I walk out of here, I'm going back to work. I mean, that's what we do. You know, we're constantly finding ways and trying to put them in a position to be successful.
Go to a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line from Middlesboro. It's Cody. Go ahead, Cody. What do you have for us?
Hey, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Cody. How about you?
Hey, listen, very pleased with the 10 years of progress that we've made with the program. What we went through and what you went through on Saturday, that used to be our daily life all football season, you know, dealing with losing to a team like Vandy that had lost 26 straight games or just something crazy. That was our life. But, you know, you changed that around. The culture is totally different. Now, that being said, I've got a couple questions. From the beginning of the season, even when we started out at 4-0, some of the things that have come up to bite us late in the season that were kind of present even back when we were winning –
Yep.
Offensive line, obviously, one of them. And special teams has been apparent all year. Now, going into the last game, and I've not totaled it up, but I'm kind of a stats guy. We give up about 35 to 40 points in different ways just on special teams. So I know it's been brought up in the media some and on the talk shows, but do we have a special teams coach?
Yeah, we do. We have all of our coaches participate in special teams, and so we all are assigned to specific duties. So again, you could put that on me, but I hear you loud and clear. And again, Cody, I shoulder that. So sometimes people are looking for a coordinator to put a bullseye on their chest, and sometimes it's deserved. So right now with the special teams, put it on me, and I'll shoulder that. But I agree with you in the fact that with your frustration, I take it, and not being good enough, because it's not good enough, and will be addressed. And that's really all I could say about it at this time, is that I hear you and you're correct, and it has not been up to par.
Cody, thanks for the call.
Let him continue. I think he had another question.
Do you have anything else, Cody?
I just one more thing, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Handle it, Cody. Come on.
I listened to you before the season, and I had never heard you more positive about a team than I had this team. And we all bought into that. What do you think? Now, some of it's obvious. The O-line definitely is off some. The special teams, like we talked about. But what has been the disconnect? Because we could easily be 9-1. I grant you that. There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah. We were better than Ole Miss. We were way better than Ole Miss. We had 7, 8, 9 opportunities to beat them. We just didn't. I think we laid an egg at South Carolina because of the Ole Miss loss when we played South Carolina. Tennessee was a juggernaut. We didn't have a chance that week because they were just playing so much better. We should have done better on the passing, but we didn't. And then, obviously, the worst loss of the season to me is Vanderbilt when you let an 0-26 SEC team come in and beat you. But what has been the number one thing that you think has kind of thrown our season off? And I'll hang up, and I appreciate you taking the call, Coach. And we do
Thanks, Cody. And I really appreciate them summarizing that like that. But it's true, and I really, everything you said right there was true. I think getting back to the summer, that's a hard line to tote. I believe in our team every year. I really do. I'm never going to get up there in the summer and say, oh yeah, I think we're going to go 10-2. I mean, because that's saying what?
Which two? Then?
Yeah, like I'm giving up on two games. I mean, I go to prepare to win every game. I know we fell short, but yeah, we had some. You just hit it, summarized some of the losses. And as I said in my press conference today, it's like, one thing that I have a hard time with is as I'm talking to you or the fan base or media or anybody, it's like I don't ever want to come off as I'm making excuses. It is what it is. And I don't, it's just not comfortable with me. I don't want to put it on any one thing because I don't want to scapegoat anybody. Ultimately, I guess it comes down to I didn't do a good enough job, with uniting the staff and the players and harping on all the little details and getting through to everybody that what it takes. And, as I tell our team and I'll tell you, you learn a lot by the scars that you receive through the years. And some of these guys haven't been through all the scars. They haven't, been scarred. They are now. And, hopefully they will learn and grow from that and we'll all get better, because, that's a big part of coaching. When you get scarred of tough beats, you really try not to let it happen again. It's kind of just like we sat here and talked a little while ago. Okay, the last time we went up to – Missouri, they were completely jacked through the roof. I didn't have them ready. They jumped on us and beat us, in a game maybe when, we were favored. All right? I didn't let that happen. This game, I try to guard against that. I try to talk about it. I talked about it on this show last Monday. I talked about press conference. I talked about it in the meeting room. I know Vandy. I know Coach Lee, I know how good of a coach he is. I saw how hard they played, no matter what the score was. That tells me a lot about a football team. You know, so I try to offset that and get ready for it, and sometimes, you know, I don't get it done. So if there's any one thing, that's it. It's me not getting it taught.
Cody, thank you. Get to a break. We'll be right back. It's the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Noses don't stop running at 5 o'clock. Sore throats never sleep. Because your symptoms go around the clock, so do your options for care at Baptist Health. With evening hours 7 days a week and 24/7 video visits, you always have access to the care you know and trust. To find the nearest urgent care location or to start your video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere. This is urgent care, centered on you.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Hey, Blue Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234 8528.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of five premium burgers, like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru.
Hello.
The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try it today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Visit Malone's, Drake's, or Harry's for your game day meal, or order carryout for your next watch party. Visit bluegrasshospitality.com for menus and reservations. Proud partner of UK Athletics. Off the Facebook page, Tim, is Will healthy enough to run?
He is to some extent, and I think he's getting more confident in that. Again, without making excuses, but I mean, the guy's been, he's had some issues, you know, and to his credit, he doesn't flinch. He is fighting through it, and he's, you know, playing extremely hard, and he cares deeply about his team and this place, and lays it on the line for him. But, he's not as mobile as he has been with the foot injury, and also, you know, with the left shoulder that he is playing through, so he's got some things that probably more hesitant in the run game than he normally would be.
From Jonathan at UK Sports Network on Twitter, what about the struggles? Why is the team struggling in the red zone? And could you maybe run a faster pace to help that?
Yeah, the faster pace is a fair criticism. I mean, yeah, especially when when we have a 15-play or 16-play drive and come away with zero, you know that kills us. I mean, that absolutely
deflating.
That's deflating. That hurt. That helped. That helps Vandy, right, you know, in that game. And then in the red zone, it goes right back to the question I just answered. One of the reasons why we were so effective a year ago in the red zone was Will being able to run the ball. You know, whether it be a designed quarterback run or him just pulling it down, much like their quarterback did against us, with Will scrambling and either throwing it or scrambling for a first down. So that's not helping our cause either.
From Luke had on Twitter, does Will have the chance to call any of his own plays on offense if things are going well and it's in a rhythm?
No, I mean, that's always going through Coach Skang, but he has input throughout the week and talks with him on the sideline in between series.
And off the Facebook page from Todd, do you ever use a sports psychologist with your guys?
I not a sports psychologist, but I use a person that is an expert in leadership, and he should be a psychologist, but helps me. And I use people, yes, with the team, not as much, you know, but
We'll get to a break, and when we come back, we'll have one segment left. Saturday's Kentucky-Georgia game is powered by Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. And we'll be right back on the UK Sports Network.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
There you are, right on time. Let's talk about quitting tobacco. If you're not ready, change the station. Still with me? All right, okay. You already have a million reasons to quit. You've got kids, it's smoking up your new leather interior, blah, blah, whatever. You don't need another reason. You need a way. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Get free help and maybe even free nicotine patches and gum. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Or visit quitnowkentucky.org. Can't wait to talk to you.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
So what's popping at the Kentucky Lottery? Cash Pop, the game with just 15 numbers and one wins every 4 minutes. That's right, all you need to do is match one number. You can play anywhere Kentucky Lottery products are sold, at a convenience store, at a bar, on your laptop, or even play on your mobile device. Even better, pick more numbers for even better chances of winning. Just visit kylottery.com to play Cash Pop online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Back with Coach Stoops, you wanted to follow up on one thing about the question about the sports psychologist. You don't use one for
the
whole group.
Yeah, I just meant, like, did we not use one as a group? I haven't had one talked to him, but yeah, absolutely, always have them available.
I think J.J. Weaver has talked about how important that's been.
Whether it be a psychiatrist or a psychologist, I mean, that is some serious, serious things, and always available to our players and encouraged to talk to folks when they need to. I just simply meant, did I have them talk to a team? I haven't had that, but... The sports leadership person, Jason Cummings, I talk about all the time, you know, and he does. I mean, he taught leadership at West Point. He knows a few things about leadership. And so, he helps me and the team quite a bit.
Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio is coming up next. Darren Hedrick hosts it. He'll have one of the men's soccer players joining him, also Cameron Mills as part of that program. That's coming up after our show on many of these same stations along the UK Sports Network. Let's go back to the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. And Matt in Louisville, you're up with Coach Stoops. What do you have for us, Matt? Hey, Matt.
Well, good evening, how are you?
Hey,
and good evening, Coach.
Good evening,
normally,
Matt.
Normally, you only hear me call before that. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Normally, you only hear me call before that we play that team whose name I cannot pronounce.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
I just wanted to call, first of all, and say that Tom and Jeff Picoro, take me back to the days of Claude Sullivan. It's such a wonderful thing to listen to you broadcast the game.
I was just thinking we need to get your voice on our airwaves, reading like the intro to the podcast.
No, you don't.
We're going to look at Tommy's going to replace you.
We don't want to go that far.
The other thing is, Coach, I've had some stinkers in my career. I just want to give you a big thumbs up.
Thank you.
You approach everything beautifully. You care about your players. You care about your staff all the way down the line. That's the most important thing to me. Now, when it comes to Georgia, why not?
That's right.
And when it comes to that team whose name I cannot pronounce, it would make them very happy. Let's let them giggle.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the words of encouragement. Go ahead.
Well, again, I just want to thank you, Coach, and just say we're all in the corner of saying go Big Blue.
Thank you, Matt.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate the encouragement, and believe me, we're all guns going. We're working hard and full steam ahead. We got no other option. Keep on working.
A little less than 2 minutes here. Let me take a second and talk, and you can love on Chris Rodriguez a little bit. He had his 19th 100-yard rushing game that ties Benny Snell's school record, and he also moved past a great one, Mo Williams, into the number three spot on the all-time rushing list on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, what a player. And, when we needed a big play Saturday, he ripped off the long run, and it was great to see him take it all the way to the end zone. And
guys had angles on him.
Yeah, they had angles and really – should have been enough, and really just can't say enough good things about Chris. He plays so hard. He makes such a difference, and one of the all-time greats here, and really appreciate him.
And this one probably has a little extra meaning for him because he's a Georgia boy, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm sure. I mean, it's a big, he's from Georgia. It's the number one team in the country, and it's important to all of us. Yep.
And I'm sure all football coaches are thinking about the Virginia football program today and three players killed allegedly by an ex-player.
Yeah, I just heard a little bit before my press conference and just hearing more about it and just awful. Just our hearts and our prayers are with everybody in Virginia and that program, and that's just a terrible tragedy, and we're thinking about everybody there and praying for them.
Mark? Appreciate you joining us this evening. Best of luck to you and your guys on getting one against Georgia on Saturday.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, everyone. Thank you.
We will start with our countdown, Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Kickoff show. It's at 1:30 Eastern on Saturday with Christy Thomas, Jeremy Jarman, and Dusty Bonner. So tune that in at 1:30 Eastern, 3:30 Eastern time kickoff on CBS for Kentucky and Georgia. And then a reminder that the time for the Louisville game, the regular season finale the following Saturday, was announced today. That'll be at 3 Eastern time, televised on the SEC Network. Coverage will start at 1 on the University of Kentucky Sports Network. That will do it for us. We'll see you next week here on the UK Sports Network.
This has been the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network. The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show was brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, Central Bank, Kroger, UK Healthcare, and by Coca-Cola.
25, 30, 40, look out! He's gone!
Mark Stoops Show is an exclusive presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.
At the 5, and goes in!
The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by these sponsors, Toyota, and by Skyline Chili.
The 10 years in Lexington is something that I am proud of.
All season long, catch the Wildcats in Lexington on your home for Kentucky football, the UK Sports Network.